1450 AM, WKXL, 103.9 on the FM dial, 101.9, our great new signal in Manchester. It is Kale and Company. We are presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers. And Weed Family Automotive, they are conveniently located at 124 Storage Street in Concord. You can give them a call right now. Bobby and Charlie standing by if you want to make an appointment at 603-225-7988. And our guest on this edition of Kale and Company is a regular on this program, and that is Dr. Barry Taylor, author of Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health, and Healing. The revised edition has been out now for quite some time, but folks, it is still available. Is that true, Dr. Taylor?
That's true. Get it on Amazon or my website. Absolutely.
DrBarryTaylor.com. It's very simple. And, you know, I like to look at your Facebook page from time to time. I hope you don't mind that. And I see some great stuff up there, including, in recent days, a new addition to your family.
My son had a son 4 weeks ago today. That's right.
4 weeks ago today.
That's right.
There you go.
The lineage continues.
Yeah, that it does. The Taylor name will live on for a long, long time to come. And you welcome Mackenzie Prince Taylor.
Thank you for remembering his name. He's a cutie, isn't he?
He really is. He really and truly is. So congratulations to you and the family for the new addition. That is great.
Thank you.
Nothing like grandchildren. Grandchildren are great.
Well, I was lucky to go down to New York City where my son Jacob is finishing his fifth year of residency as a urologist, and his beautiful dear wife Lauren, who was a Rockette for many years, danced in Wicked for many years, and
wow,
was a yoga teacher. They have this little being who's just as you saw on my Facebook page. So it was just a real gift for them to allow me to come down and help them and be with this being who, you know, has the mental structures are not quite in place. You know, it's just a lot of gurgling bowel sounds.
Well, I know that feeling.
you want to go there, do you?
Yeah.
Thank you for
very adorable. Adorable. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I also liked the little cartoon you put up with Santa Claus. It says before teasing someone for still believing in Santa, remember that some people still believe in government nutrition guidelines.
Couldn't help myself. Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it?
It is a good one. And then the other thing that the other person I see as like a recurring feature on your Facebook page is Franny Sheridan.
Do you know Franny?
I don't know Franny, but I'd like to.
Oh, she's wild. Oh, you want? I got to hook you up with her.
Yeah.
She is clearly would make a non-believer that Martians are really on the planet. She is riotous. She was a professional comedian. I interviewed her on the homepage of my website, our 2021 speaker series.
Yeah.
And I had interviewed a whole bunch of people. If listeners want to go, it's free. It's some really wonderful interviews of other thought leaders on health or healing. And I got to listen to Franny on Facebook, reached out to her, got to interview her. She's a fantastically funny human being who uses her humor for us to look at ourselves for healing and laugh about all our idiosyncrasies and shortcomings and intensely held belief systems. And I have fallen in love with her. She's a really wonderful human being. And if you want me to, I'll have her call you or I'll give you her number.
Well,
you could have her on the radio.
Well, that would be, she sounds like a lot of fun.
She's a lot of fun. She did stand-up comedy 25, 30 years, and now she does a lot of other things. And yeah. Yeah.
That would be great. That would be great to have her on Kale & Company. Dr. Barry Taylor is with us. And last week, I know you sent out an email to all of your folks that are on your email list and all your Love Your Body participants. And in that email, you had a list of the top 10 dance songs.
Oh, my God. Ken, you're one of two people out of thousands who open up your emails.
I don't open them all, but I open all of yours.
Okay.
In fact, most of them I don't open, but I know if it's from you, it's legit. So you have the top dance songs that folks enjoy during their 21-day health and healing programs. Music you can enjoy as you run, you can do your elliptical or your bike, whatever you do, and whatever your chance to sweat may be.
And that's right.
I love this list, so I thought I would share it with our WKXL audience today.
Okay, go for it.
All right. Now, did you make up this list, or did you get feedback from your participants in the 21-day health and healing program?
Different programs in the last couple of years, but especially this past year. You know, I offer this 21-day online program. I started including an option besides the relaxation strategies and the eating and the exercising, that if you wanted, how about dancing every day for 21 days? So I started compiling dozens and dozens of what for me, and then some of the participants agreed, were really fabulous dance songs. So I picked 10 of those songs as the top 10. And then in the email, somewhere buried in there, is if you want to get the next top 10, just tell me. The second tier top 10. So that's what I sent you. There are some of my favorites of songs that we've included, and the truth is there are several dozens of others. It was my way of living, you know, like you. You know, you get to speak to people and you get to do all sorts of due diligence to make sure that your listeners are entertained. So when I do my Love Your Body programs, I'm always looking for books and meditations or visualizations or comedians, a way to uplift and inspire people. And then I'm not a DJ by any stretch. I don't have this wonderful, beautiful voice like you do. But I was able to compile songs and I would send them out every single day when people do the program. But now your listeners are going to get these top 10 songs.
Yes, they are. So I hope while we've been chatting here, they've had an opportunity to get a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper so they can jot them down. Or you can listen to this program again when it's posted on nhtalkradio.com. And perhaps even Dr. Barry will be nice enough to post it on his website as well. But nonetheless, it'll be out there. Yeah. And you'll be able to reference it again, but we're going to give it to you for the first time right now. And the first song, I'm only familiar with about half of these songs, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm not familiar with Everybody Dance by Bob Sinclair. I don't know that song.
Oh, Bob Sinclair. I remember my boys and I, many years ago, we were in St. Martin, a Caribbean island.
Yeah.
Bob Sinclair is a fabulous DJ. And, you know, there were DJs who didn't just sit behind a microphone in a recording studio, in a producing studio like you do your radio shows. There were DJs that actually gave concerts. So
right.
Bob Sinclair is one of these guys who is a fabulous DJ. And that's one of my favorite songs that you cannot sit down and listen to. You just jump up on your feet and start moving your body.
Well, we'll have to give that a listen. And he's in a very nice spot in St. Martin, too, I might add. So Bob Sinclair, Everybody Dance, that's the top song listed. And then certainly a song that I'm familiar with by Tina Turner, Simply the Best.
Right.
Yep.
And this is... The version of this is her 60th birthday. Is it 60th or 70th? Yeah. I love Tina Turner's passion and exuberance and, great confidence builder, maybe especially for women, but not just women.
No.
She's really...
Men love her, too. There's no doubt about
she's
that.
She's great. Yep.
And Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. That's certainly an up-tempo song to mm-hmm. dance with, dance to, mm-hmm. sweat a little bit. And Kelly Rowland, When Love Takes Over. That's a song I'm not familiar with.
Mm. Please send me a text, Ken, or ring me up after you listen to that. Kelly Rowland's song, When Love Takes Over, is a really good boogie song.
All right. And Christina Aguilera on the list with Makes Me Want to Pray.
You know that song?
No. I don't.
So remember, I don't know how it was for you growing up as a kid, but when I grew up as a kid in New York City, I used to, at 11:30 at night, I used to tune into CKLW.
Yes.
Which was a soul station out of Detroit.
Right.
And so many songs that we've all grown up in are maudlin, bluesy, My Heart's Broken. So in Love Your Body programs, it's not just that's an amazing beat that's really, you know, a little different than horns, no horns. But if people are listening to lyrics, I'm offering people lyrics that are uplifting, inspiring, that we can really soar on. So the title would be, what happens when when love takes over? You know, what happens when really you give your life over to love? Great song.
Great song. Christina Aguilera. I like some of her stuff. She's done a lot of, big band stuff over the years. She's not just a pop artist, but she's all over the place. It has a great voice, so I'm just not familiar with that.
Christina's great.
Sugarland and Bigger.
Do you know that song?
No. I don't.
I don't. But remember, when I'm on my computer coming up with new songs, there are tons that I'm not familiar with.
Right.
So she's fabulous. It's kind of country swing, country rock.
Now, I've heard of Sugarland, but I don't know that song.
Yeah. Well, she's the lead singer in Sugarland, and it's about being bigger. It's about, and that's what Love Your Body programs are about being bigger. If you argue for your limitations, you get to be right. So the song Bigger is about stepping into being bigger.
Okay.
In a really rocky country kind of way.
All right. I like it.
Yeah.
And I'll have to give all of these songs a listen. I'm going to, do that and, maybe get smaller.
Ken, I'm going to change my request.
Instead of bigger.
Ken, I'm changing my request. I'm editing. Don't text me or call me. I want to hear from your wife.
Justin Timberlake is on the list with Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yeah, one of my favorite spin songs. I used to spin to that a lot.
Maybe someday when you have some elderberry wine, we'll hear you sing again. And Journey, here's a song I'm certainly familiar with, Don't Stop Believin'.
Yeah.
Great song.
Yeah.
So, I can understand how you'd be sweating to that one. And another song that I know of, believe it or not, is Maroon 5, Moves Like Jagger.
Yeah.
That's on the list as well.
Yeah. Adam Levine, despite not seeing any clear skin, his whole arms and front and back, he's one bottle of ink. He is so tattooed.
Yeah.
But I have a bit of a crush on Adam Levine.
You have little crush on Adam Levine,
Wow. If I were bisexual, which I'm not,
That would be the guy.
I love Adam Levine.
Okay. I'm sure there are other gentlemen who feel the same way.
Moves like Jagger.
And
Mick
moves
Jagger,
like
remember,
Jagger.
Mick Jagger does not walk. Remember, Mick Jagger, when he moves his body, is kind of peacock-like.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a glide.
True. That's very true.
Yeah.
I've only seen the Stones in concert once. It was at Fenway Park a number of years ago, and they were incredible. And, this had to be 10 years ago anyway. And he was still gliding and flying around the stage. No doubt about it. And I'm sure he still is. And then on that list is John Summit and Human. I am not familiar with that tune.
Yeah. Brand new to me.
Oh, brand new to you. Okay.
Brand new to me.
And then a couple of songs you use while you're kind of winding down from your exercise regimen. Yes.
Downshifting.
Yes. Hero by Mariah Carey. I am familiar with that song, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Great
and
song.
And the lyrics to that song, not necessarily strictly meditative. It's not necessarily something to get up and really move your body. You could, slow movement.
Right.
But as a way of just settling, centering, calming, grounding, anchoring yourself, in Love Your Body programs, I'm inviting people to discover the hero within themselves, the part of themselves that yearns to go beyond how we all box ourselves in, the part of ourselves that can create beyond the way we box ourselves in and limit ourselves. So I love that song, Hero, to really find that hero within yourself.
Isn't it great, though? It's a great feeling when you, even if you don't mention it to anybody else in the entire world, but when you exceed your own expectations, that's a great feeling, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so Hero would be a good song to celebrate with when you exceed your own expectations.
Yeah. I've used it for years. Love that song.
Yeah, and then George Benson's Greatest Love of Love.
The Greatest Love of All.
Greatest Love of All. Oh, okay. I was going to say, was it The Greatest Love of All? Because I know that song, but Greatest Love of Love, I was not familiar with.
So sometimes I use Whitney's version of Greatest Love of All.
Yeah.
But since I already used Whitney once, although Whitney's got to be one of the greatest singers ever. What a loss for us.
That was.
Life was too much for us, for her. But George Benson's rendition also, and it's interesting when you, if you look at some of these songs on YouTube, some of these songs have 150 million hits.
Yeah.
Some of these songs have 50 million hits.
Yeah.
So, yes. I use The Greatest Love of All at the end of the Love Your Body program. I used to lead Love Your Body programs live. Several hundred, 275, 300 times over, 20 years. And we used to stand at a circle. And it was the last night of the program. As you just said, people have really accomplished a lot, whether they met all their goals or not. It was about finding that place within yourself that really is more than believing in yourself, but really tapping into going beyond the thoughts that stop us all. We all have thoughts that stop us, beyond feelings that are uncomfortable. And we kind of gaze into one another's eyes in a kind of meditative way, moving to the greatest love of all, moving to hero. And the last song, did I have one more? I think one more down.
Did you have one more? All right. Tell me.
No, were there two? Hero and Greatest Love of All, or was there one
that's,
more?
I think that was the last one that I saw, anyway.
Yeah.
The Greatest Love of All.
It
said Greatest Love of Love, and I said, I'm not familiar with that, but Greatest Love.
I should have sent it to you to get edited.
There you go. We all make, these mistakes all the time. All the time. I know I'm as guilty as probably anybody. But that's okay. Greatest Love of All, George Benson's version. Or you can use Whitney Houston's as well. It's kind of interchangeable. Dr. Barry Taylor is with us. And, we never get to talk about music, but we just did. So that's a good thing. And good music. I'm going to play some of these songs that I'm not familiar with.
You're gonna be happy.
Yeah, just
I'm going to see your smile and face all the way down here.
I especially want to hear that first one. Everybody Dance from Bob Sinclair from the Isle of St. Martin. There you go.
He's French, and St. Martin is half French, half Dutch.
Yep.
So he was doing a concert in St. Martin. He's not from there. He's actually French.
Oh, he's French.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'll bear that in mind when I listen to it. Dr. Barry Taylor is with us. We're at 1450 AM WKXL, the signal that's been around for 75 years, folks. Same length of time as the NBA. There was somebody else celebrating the 75th anniversary as well. I can't remember. Some other long-standing, obviously, institution. 103.9 FM in Concord, 101.9 in Manchester. We are presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers and Weed Family Automotive, 124 Storrs Street in Concord, weedfamilyautomotive.com. Welcome back. It is Kale and Company. Our guest today is Dr. Barry Taylor. He's the author of the book, Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health, and Hearing. The revised edition is out. It has been out for quite some time. But nonetheless, the book is still impacting America and beyond. And it's still available, folks, on Amazon. But you know what? I would recommend getting it on the website of Dr. Barry Taylor. So try that. Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health, and Healing. And this is certainly, you know, as we're at the end of 2021, going into 2022, people are making New Year's resolutions, as they have been people from all countries for thousands of years. They've been making New Year's resolutions. Should people make resolutions, Dr. Barry?
No.
Because most of them fail, don't they? Most of them fail.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. That's the thing. And I used to, like everybody else, and I'm sure a lot of people still do and are very sincere about it when they do make it. But maybe it'll last a week or two and then kind of fades away. So I think some people try to, make resolutions that they could not possibly complete and attain and not live up to. Yes, they set themselves up for failure. That's pretty much what it is. But yep. So, all right, I'm not going to make any resolutions. I would like to, lose a few pounds here and there, and I can use some of those songs to do that, perhaps. But I'm not going to say, I'm going to lose 10 pounds by February because it's probably not going to happen. You try to be good, but sometimes you get off course a little bit. So instead of making a resolution, what do you suggest to our audience here today on WKXL?
Oh, boy. We have five more minutes? No, I'm kidding.
I have all the time in the world here.
Yeah. It's a big question. Let's see if we can really simplify it. There's something about the time of the year. I think part of the failure for many of us about resolutions is that it's very mechanical. Why don't you make a resolution September 1st when summer's over? There's something about going along with the crowd, just keeping up with what peers do.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not saying that, it's awful. No one's getting hurt.
No.
Unless it feeds your sense of failure. Unless if it's something that you've made resolutions about your weight or resolutions about exercise or stress management or drinking less or whatever you're making resolutions about, and then it keeps adding a stack onto whittling away your self-confidence. Well, then, I'm not here to be right or wrong about whether it's bad, but let's just say it's ineffective. So what might be effective? So I'm asking people, before I clarify what the commitment is, and I rather use the word commitment rather than resolution,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Despite even though for you and I they might mean the same, I share with people a little bit about context. So we're on live radio right now. Ken.
Even as we speak.
Even as we speak.
Yes.
Ken, if you lost 5 pounds, what difference would it make for you?
What difference would it make? Well, I would like it to get on the scale and see that I've lost 5 pounds. I feel good, but you'd like to you know, perhaps by losing a little weight, you would like to extend your longevity a little bit and be around longer.
Yeah. So, thank you. That's too theoretical for when the, is it apple pie for you? Is it elderberry wine? Is it Boston cream pie? When something's
all
in
of the
front
above.
Of you. All of the above. Do you pour the elderberry wine on the Boston cream pie?
I haven't tried that yet, but, you know, there's always
it's
a first time. Yeah.
So, living longer, and it's too theoretical. Give me something practical in your experience. If I lost 5 pounds, you might say to me now on radio, if I lost 5 pounds, I would what?
I would
do something. That,
I would celebrate with an ice cream sundae. That's what I would do if I lost 5 pounds. That's been my problem. You know, I'm up and down, you know, and if
how
I lost.
How much are you paying me an hour for this consultation? I think this is double my fee here.
I you know what? I am going to double your fee. I am. I promise.
Twice nothing is nothing. I know you.
Triple your fee for that matter.
Here's my point, which I invite you to look at, because we want to make a difference, and we have. And one of the differences is to have fun and laugh. We'll get to that in a few moments. But it's not just about weight. I'm asking people to look at, so what? Well, if I exercise, excuse me, if I lost weight, we're just using that, but let's also look at a number of other possibilities. We just happen to be using weight as the first one. If I lost weight, somebody could say, I might be able to dance more. And I really love to dance. Right now, when I dance, I get tired. And when I dance, my hip hurts because I'm carrying 3, 4, 5 pounds. You don't have to carry 50 extra pounds. If I lost weight, I think I would snore less. And I'm really irritated when I snore. If I lost weight, I would feel really good about myself. So using any of those three, because I could come up with 50 others, I then would have somebody get very clear about what the win of losing weight would provide them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would ask them to take their attention off of losing weight and put it on dancing. My commitment is to dance more and not be uncomfortable. My commitment is to breathe better when I'm sleeping or napping. My commitment is to have more energy. And we're associating what the, when people come in, I want to have less arthritis. I want to exercise more. I want to eat better. It's before we make the resolution by when and how are we going to think that through? What are the steps that will be important for you? And what are the big blocks? We'll come to that in a moment. What are the big things that would have you go off your commitment or go off your resolution? Let's think that through. But before we get there, the first step, Ken, is to re-language it in your head. Shift your context for what you want to do more of or what you want to do less of to associate it in an experience that's real for you. Forgive me if I say live longer doesn't live for us powerfully. I mean, it's interesting, but I think you mean live more quality. Otherwise, you know, you're living into your 80s and 90s like a vegetable. It's not quantity. Is, you know, you're talking about a quality of life, not a quantity of life. But even if I say I want to lose weight so I live longer and have a quality, I'm interested, I would say to somebody, well, what's that quality next week? Not 5 years from now. I mean, who knows what we're going to be feeling? We human beings are different than a lot of other creatures, we think, because our feelings are so important. We give so much credibility to what we feel. How many people want to be happy, as fleeting as that is? So if somebody said, I'll lose weight, I'll be happier, I'd say, well, could you be happy without losing weight? Uh-oh, that's a side conversation. So the first thing, Ken, is when people make a resolution, I use different language. I use the word commitment.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, well, what's the, if you had that, if you manifested that in your life, so what difference would it make? And I'm not looking for a theoretical intellectual answer. I'm looking for some feeling state, because I then want to associate usually a positive feeling with the result of them getting what they said they were committed to. I mean, how many people, law school, medical school, post office school, PA training, dental training, being a mother, being a father, being a fabulous grandpa like you, being a radio talk show celebrity like you, how many things do we do in life that over time takes a certain commitment? I mean, there are not, I mean, maybe there are some commitments that we make in life that are slam dunks, but commitments over time that give us certain personal power often are accompanied with certain bumps in the road, certain real challenges. Now, I'm not saying no one should ever give up on a resolution or a commitment. I'm saying to be able to endure the bump in the road, which sometimes is accompanied with that commitment, the way to stay engaged with the commitment is to remind yourself of how you said you would feel, what that commitment you said would provide for you, what you said you'd be able to do better or not at all if you didn't do that. You know, my commitment is to lose 5 pounds by Valentine's Day so that I'll be in good training to run a 5K. And if I don't lose that 5 pounds, I think what the illusion that I'm living in is running in that 5K is going to be really uncomfortable. If I lose 5 pounds, I believe my training would be easier. I then would switch their commitment to easy training for the 5K. Take your attention off the losing 5 pounds.
And train for the 5K. I would even like to walk a 5K. You laugh at that, but no, I would like to walk a 5K.
Well, before we get you to walk, I'm going to put goggles on you and just do it virtually.
Okay. All right. We have to take a quick break. Dr. Barry Taylor is with us, always bringing great advice. It's Kale and Company, presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers. And Weed Family Automotive, they are conveniently located at 124 Store Street in downtown Concord. And the great part about Weed Family Automotive is when you drop off your car at Weed, you can walk around downtown Concord and feel good and check out downtown Concord, which is looking better than ever right now. So check it out, weedfamilyautomotive.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It is Kale and Company, 1450 WKXL. 1039 FM in Concord, 1019 in Manchester. We are presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers and Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord. Our guest, Dr. Barry Taylor, giving us some great advice. And forget those resolutions. Make commitments and have something in your mind about, you know, if you want, and it's mostly weight that people talk about at the beginning of the year. Sometimes it's, you know, giving up smoking, but I bet for the most part it's weight. But why do you want to lose that weight? That's the question. You know, are you going to, you know, want to feel better? If you're in training for something, or, you know, if you just want to look better in your clothes. I mean, you know, that's another reason. Or if, you know, you want to just lose 10 to 15 pounds and get a new wardrobe. I don't know. But whatever it is, you should have something in mind other than just losing the weight, right? A goal.
Right.
A commitment.
Do you remember in the beginning of my book, Ken, which you've been so sweet to promote and talk about on different shows? Remember in the beginning of the book, I talk about how overweight I was as a kid?
I remember that. Yes, I do.
You know, Huskies didn't fit me. I used to have to buy extra Huskies. And as a rather overweight, chunky, roly-poly kind of kid, I was always the first to be cut when I went out to basketball, football, I don't mean to say I went out for football. There's no way I was on any kind of team that was playing sports because I was, you know, like running was not my thing. So as I grew up, and I'm a teenager, and now I'm quite slender because I've kind of just grown up vertically. Doesn't mean I was healthier. I just was not fat any longer. Now what goes through my head is I got all sorts of people in their teenage years and late teenage years, early 20s, who were skiing. Now I have this identity as somebody who can't because I just don't have a lot of experience moving my body. I'm not an athlete.
You are a dancer, though. So,
well, but that followed this story because one of the things that I grew up with was loving music. My next door neighbor, Bernie Glow, God bless him, was the number one trumpet player in Manhattan.
Wow.
So he would take me to Barbara Streisand. He would take me to the Rascals. He played on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And Bernie had three daughters. And I was the son he always wanted to have. And he would take me into New York for recording sessions. He was the number one trumpet player in New York.
Mm.
On many, many studio albums and The Tonight Show. So I had learned to love music, to listen to music in many, many ways. And so when it came to moving my body, I'm giving off my age, Donna Summer, Anita Baker, different kinds of disco queens were singing their hearts out. And so I got to listen to, remember Walkmans long before CD players?
I do.
They
yes,
were little,
I do.
Little cassette players.
Yeah.
They were big, you know. And so part of what I learned early in the early 1980s, as I was helping people get out of I should exercise, was how about if you could associate exercising with fun or something pleasurable for you? I can tell you how I did it because I had this years of being an athlete, of not being an athlete, as somebody who was pretty clumsy and pretty awkward. And boy, what's the opposite of confident? Pretty insecure in terms of moving my body. So I remember listening to Donna Summer going down the slope. I needed to learn about weight and gravity and my big toe, and I needed to learn how to ski. Never became a great skier. But I did that not as a should exercise. I associated moving my body with fun, which for me meant music. So when I come to something like, and then that, by the way, years later became something where I was living with a woman for 5 years and she was a salsa dancer. So I took salsa lessons and I really fell in love with salsa. Never quite as good as her or some of the pros that she would dance with. But I've always just enjoy because I had gotten over clumsy, awkward, fat little Barry. And now, well, it wasn't just I was thinner. It was I had more confidence,
mm-hmm.
and making mistakes were okay. You know, because I had a bit more, this is about fun. It's not about doing it perfectly. Sometimes eating better, dieting, is about doing it perfectly. So I want to remind listeners that, yes, it's about what the commitment is. Yes, it's about what do you need to associate the weight loss, the exercise, the meditation, or the stress management. I want to draw more. I want to paint more. I want to sculpt more. I want to learn a different language. But one of the things in Love Your Body programs in the last 15,000, 18,000 people who've done that program is to explore in a humorous but rigorous way, how do we move ourselves from should to could?
Yeah.
You could lose weight.
Yeah.
You could exercise. And I think that's part of why it was easy for the two of us when we started this a few moments ago, should people make resolutions. I think if the resolution is living in a context of, I should do this for myself. God, if I should do this, I'll get my friends, I'll get my spouse, I'll get my lover, I get my brother, my uncle, I get Ken off. I get somebody off. Stop telling me. If I did this, they'll stop hawking me. Yeah. I think that's part of what doesn't work. You know, you're doing it for someone else or you're doing it for yourself out of a should. There's some kind of moral imperative. You know, I'll feel like less of a failure if I do it. You know, it's like if I do that, I'll be more okay. You're grounding your sense of okayness in exercising like an adult instead of being a couch potato. And I think adding the value of fun, how could I make this fun? How could I enjoy moving my body? Is it Tai Chi? Is it yoga? Is it an elliptical? Is it just walking? You know, could it be more fun if I noticed flowers or trees or clouds in the sky? You know, just colors. And so that's something that's part of people using, whether they use the word commitment or resolution, that they start to look at what their values are rather than what their shoulds are. You know, what would be more aligned with your values for you to step in, given the uncertainty of COVID, given the, for so many of us, there's mild anxiety or fear or insecurity.
Yeah.
We don't know who to listen to. You and I have talked about this.
Right.
So if I wanted to create something for myself in the world of less drinking, less sugar, exercise, dieting, weight loss, pick something. How could I see that as part of, this is my personal journey. And for me to step into this, I'm becoming more of the man I want to be. I'm becoming more of the woman I want to be. I'm becoming more of the person, the father, the grandfather. It'll be better for my partnerships, but not from a, you know, this is going to define me as a better person because I'm going to lose 5 pounds or start doing spin classes 3-4 times a week. But, you know, lighten it up. Let's not make it so serious. But it will be a reward because of how much kinder you're going to see. You know, I've sent you emails, you know, one of these memes that I have on my email says, fall in love with self-care. Fall in love with taking care of your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual body.
Absolutely.
So, yep. Fun. And that, you know, and you, whenever you and I talk, I get off the phone with you and I go, God, I wish I was closer to Ken. I mean, physically closer. Give this guy a hug. You know, can I make each other laugh? This is great.
It is. It is. Dr. Barry, I have to take one more break here. We only have a couple of minutes left, unfortunately, but you know we'll have you back soon here on Kale & Company, 1450 AM WKXL, 103.9 FM in Concord, 101.9 FM in Manchester, and always on nhtalkradio.com. Welcome back, and unfortunately, we're heading down the home stretch of this edition of Kale & Company. It always goes by rapidly when we're with Dr. Barry Taylor, author of Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health, and Healing, right here on WKXL. We only have about a minute left, Dr. Barry, and really not too much time to go into anything else, but I know you've been an inspiration to many for a long time since we've been doing these shows. You're new to the airwaves here on WKXL, but I know people appreciate your advice and your feedback to my questions. And you know, we just appreciate you having you a part of the show.
Thank you. I love chatting with you. People who are listening, write down, I'm committed to fall in love with myself. Again and again and again, every day that I wake up, it doesn't have to be narcissistic to say I love me, and the more I love me, the more I get to love others. And more I take care of myself, I can give it away in a fun way.
Very
so
well put.
2022, a great year.
Very well put, Dr. Barry. And as always, thanks for being with us. Much appreciated.
God bless.
Happy New Year.
And to you too.
Bye-bye. Kale & Company, presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers, and Weed Family Automotive, 124 Storage Street in Concord. You can check them out at weedfamilyautomotive.com. Thanks for joining us right here on Kale & Company, WKXL.